SBS Radio.
That's correct. I spoke to the new Prime Minister at the end of last week, and he was very generous with his time. We spoke for about 20 minutes, and he very much affirmed that the good relationship the Jewish community has enjoyed with the federal government will continue under his leadership. Obviously, as we know, Malcolm Turnbull was a fantastic friend of the community. He often spoke about being part of the mishpocha. Now, Scott Morrison, obviously, his Yiddish words, he doesn't know as many, but he's very much on board with our issues and very keen to get to work.
Did he talk about Australia-Israel relationship?
He did. So one of the first phone calls Scott Morrison received after being elected the new Prime Minister was from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And the two basically discussed the Australia-Israel relationship. It was very much a reaffirmation of the relationship and mutual cooperation. Scott Morrison also mentioned he's very much in admiration of Israel's tech culture and startup culture. And he also expressed his desire to visit Israel again, having not been since 2003.
And did he mention the by-election in the Wentworth seat?
He touched on it. He spoke obviously about the Liberal candidate, Dave Sharma, who, as we know, is the former Australian ambassador to Israel. And he said he has a high level of confidence in Dave as the candidate, should he be elected to uphold the high standards that Wentworth voters had come to expect from the previous member, Malcolm Turnbull.
And did you ask him about the school funding?
Yes, so a big story last week in the mainstream news was the school's funding announcement. And I asked Mr. Morrison his thoughts on the importance of faith-based schooling for families who wish to avail themselves of that option. And he's very much on board as a man of faith himself, that parents who want to instill their values in their children by sending them to faith-based schools should be able to and should be able to afford to do it. So that was part of what his announcement was about.
And we're talking to Garrett Naransky, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Garrett, very sad news this week. Former Masada principal Wendy Borrell passed away after battle with cancer.
That's right. Very sad news. Wendy, for those who knew her, I met her a couple of times, was a lovely lady, passionate about her work at Masada as principal for 17 years. And tributes have poured in from around the community. Really paying tribute to a very special person who touched a lot of lives, inspired a lot of people, a lot of students at Masada, but also inspired people around her. And obviously she'll be very much missed in the community.
Yeah, it's very sad. She was only 65. 65 is not old today.
That's right, yeah, very sad.
And Garrett, on different news from Moriah College, John Hamey resigned as principal.
That's right. He's tendered his resignation and he'll finish up at the end of this school year. He's been the principal of Moriah for the last 7 years and he's been in senior leadership roles at Moriah for the last 12 years. Again, he's been a fantastic principal for Moriah. The president of the board of Moriah has paid tribute to John's leadership and particularly fostering a school culture that values excellence and growth. And the school will now obviously undertake an extensive search for a replacement. And also in other Moriah news, they're losing their principal, but they are gaining a new primary school head next year with Linda Fisher moving over from the Carmel School in Perth.
Good news for Moriah College. And we're talking to Garrett Naransky, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia. And on federal politics, the Tasmanian Liberal Senator Erica Betts has been appointed as the chair of Israel Friendship Group.
That's right. So Senator David Fawcett had to step down from the role after being appointed as Assistant Minister for Defence. But Erica Betts has stepped in and he'll be the new chair. And it's a very important group in federal politics. And it's good to have a great friend of Israel, which Erica Betts has proven to be over many, many years in that role.
Gareth, a lot of our listeners are Russian Jews that immigrated to Australia, and it seems that at last they have been recognized somehow.
Yeah, so Limud FSU has been going actually for a couple of years now, and this year promises to be the biggest ever. It alternates between Sydney and Melbourne, so it's in Sydney this year at the Roundhouse of the University of New South Wales. And they've put together a really impressive lineup of lots of different speakers from both overseas and local, lots of different activities, and there's a team of volunteers working very, very hard to make sure the day can be the best that it can be. And for those who are out there who are Russian-speaking Jewry, it's a fantastic day to celebrate Jewish-Russian culture, food. There'll be politics, there'll be lifestyle panels. There's really a great range of things on that day, so it's one not to miss.
Gareth, on the 7th of October, we will all be celebrating Sheer Madness, the Jewish Music Festival that returns to Sydney.
That's right. For listeners who want a great day out listening to a huge range of different music, Sheer Madness is the place to be. There's going to be lots of different performers, again, from all over the place, international performers in addition to local performers. We've got, from the US, we've got Nefesh Mountain, we've got Alexis Fishman, who's obviously Australian initially, but has been living in the US for quite a few years. Local acts, we've got Ilan Kidron and Glass, who are going to be playing. Jude Pell from Melbourne is playing. We've got Simon Tedeschi with Roger Benedict. So really, there's something for everyone when it comes to music at Sheer Madness, a celebration of Jewish music, and it's going to be a great day out, and those who are keen, get your tickets now before they run out.
Gareth Naransky, I would like to wish you Chag Sameach, Moadim Lesimcha, Chag Simchat Torah Sameach. For my listeners and from us at SBS, have a great week.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.